From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hi, I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. We thought we should remind you about our regular meetings. On the second Monday of each month, we gather at the Toowoomba Library for a committee meeting, followed by a social and technical meeting on a special topic. I'll tell you about the September meeting in a sec. And on the second Saturday of even months, we meet for lunch and an in-person chinwag. You can find all the info about the club and our activities at ddrci.org.au, along with how to become a member of the club, details on club repeaters and nets, how to contact us, and how to qualify for the club's Garden City Award, available to hams and shortwave listeners worldwide. The September Tech and Social Meeting is at 1900 on Monday the 9th of September, and the topic is how to get control of everything in your shack and beyond using home automation tools. The session will introduce you to how the two-year system actually works, tell you where you can get cheap hardware from online to Bunnings, and introduce some really clever devices you can use to make your hobby more interesting. To make the session even more exciting, I'm planning to bring a bucket of toys and set up a complete remote-controlled lighting and power switching system in front of your eyes without a safety net. Details on the session, location and times are on the website, ddrci.org.au. There's no charge, you don't have to register, and we'll have a cuppa and bickies available. Those details again, the Darling Downs Radio Club, meeting Monday the 9th of September in Toowoomba, and go to ddrci.org.au for all the info you need. I'm John, VK4JPM, and I'm looking forward to meeting you at the session.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Well, this year spring didn't just peek over the windowsill, but it blustered in, stealing part of winter with above-average temperatures in the Sunshine State. Welcome to the blooming of all the various native plants that perfume the bushland and bring us the misery of hay fever. Welcome to the beginnings of all those lovely outdoor operating opportunities and the smell of campfires and insect repellent. I was a little surprised a few days ago, whilst watching a video, to have the presenter reference other video material on a particular antenna and state his presentation would just be about the use in that particular location with whatever band conditions were present that day. Why should I be surprised, you ask? There seems to be a bevy of ham radio influencers, many of whom derive income from their activities, who have created personalities to draw the viewer into their web. This is fair enough when the purpose is to simply entertain, but so many of these people are contriving scenarios where they are promoting items which have been supplied by manufacturers, wholesalers or retailers to ostensibly provide unbiased independent reviews. But in fact, if you stop and think, they're giving a promotion of the product, not a critique of the pros and cons of the item. What I find more frustrating is that you can do a search and come up with numerous presentations on the subject matter and find that many are just promotions and others are simply put-downs without real reference to the operating conditions and band conditions at the time of shooting the video. Having contradictory information presented as factual, to my mind, is just misleading. It would seem that often the depth of knowledge of these video stars is not as good as it needs to be to make the fair comparisons and comments. Misnaming of components is a put-off for me. Sorry, but a toroidal transformer is not an antenna, but it may be part of an antenna system, for instance. So these are the reasons I felt pleased to have seen a presentation that didn't try to be an audition for a broadcast reality TV show, and ended up saying, this is what I found today, but you may find things different tomorrow. When we set out to learn about a subject, we look for facts and reports that we can rely upon. We really don't depend on advertorials and promotions with discount code attached. What we need is enough information to build our knowledge in the light of experience. And unfortunately, the internet is a trap for the unwary. It isn't simply the person fishing for our banking details or the seemingly honest vendor of dodgy equipment, but also the publicity officers who are looking for the cents to mount into dollars at the expense of honest reporting. What I think is that we need to keep our wits about us online and be prepared to question things and cross-check with recognised reference material, such as the notable handbooks produced by large amateur radio bodies. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.